Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Dealing with other athletes quite tough because when you're surrounded by athletes, all they want to talk about is their sport. And I hate it.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello, welcome along to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from Shamrock Rovers pair Stephen Bradley and Pico Lopez after Rovers finally clinched the league title last night against Galway United. Reaction from Arne Slot after Liverpool suffer a 6th defeat in 7 games. And Evan Ferguson is now a major doubt for next month's crucial World Cup qualifiers with Portugal and Hungary. But first to events at Tallaght Stadium last night, Dylan Watt's first goal of the season sealed a 22nd league title for Shamrock Rovers, who beat Galway United 1-0. Watt scored directly from a free kick in the 74th minute to secure the trophy for Rovers. Galway will have to pick up something away to Waterford on the final day this weekend to avoid the relegation promotion playoff. Speaking to Off the Ball's Jonathan Higgins after the game, Rovers boss Stephen Bradley says his team knew the title race was finished for a while and it was only a matter of time before they got over the line.
I think we felt for quite some time that it was all but done, but we just mathematically had to make that happen. The last few weeks haven't got the plan, the last 3 games, but tonight we've got the win, and it allows us on Saturday, the club as a whole, to relax and breathe and enjoy the occasion. For these players to respond like they have after how we lost the last year is pretty remarkable. I said talent wins you a league, and character means you can sustain success, and these players have incredible character. These players are a special group of men. We have a chance to do a domestic double and get out of the league phase in Europe. We know that's going to be difficult. We have to win some games. I believe we can do that. We know Cork are a good team and will cause us real problems Sunday week. But we've got a chance to do something really, really special. And if we do that, I believe this team will go down as one of the greatest teams. When you've been successful for so long, it can lure you into a false sense. And maybe that's what happened last year. Everybody, I've got to take the blame for that. But I think to respond to the players did, to show that hunger, desire, quality, character. They're a special group of men. They deserve all the credit in the world.
They say it's a sprint, not a marathon. You've literally done a marathon the last couple of days as well.
Yeah.
Can you put together like the year that you've had, you know, with your family, with Josh and everything? It's
yeah.
A whirlwind of emotions, no doubt.
It is. It's been special. I don't like reflecting when I'm in things because I think it takes the edge off you a little. I'm sure when I have a holiday at the end of the year with the family, I'll sit down and reflect on what a year it's been in every way.
Rovers defender Roberto Lopez added it was a relief to get it done.
It's amazing. As I say, it's a relief. It's done. We're league champions and it's important to enjoy it. As I say, it's really difficult to win a league. So tonight was just like confirmation of that, like you have to sort of enjoy it. So like, yeah, I enjoy myself tonight. When you're that close, you just want it done. But as I say, it's very difficult to win a league. And although it's confirmed tonight, we won the league over the course of the season. We missed out on it last year by a point and it was real flat, but I think we said straight away at the dressing room that we're going to come back and really attack this season. Like, and I thought we did that over the course of the season. We improved as we went on. The best months of my life, but it's still not over, as I say, like in terms of the year. As I say, qualifying for World Cup was amazing. The birth of our child, Diego, was for me, it's the best feeling in the world. Nothing will ever top that. Like, but it was important that I came back and refocused and really tried to get this league over the line. I'd say the people that keep throwing Maradona at me, like it was never the case. It's completely just like off. It's a name that we liked. It's a name we picked soon after we found out that Leah was pregnant. And it's just stuck with us. Like, so look, if he wants to be a footballer, great. If he wants to be anything else that he wants, once he's happy, I'm happy. The 1 or 2 hours sleep he gets is the best sleep in the world. but it's worth it. Everything is worth it. I say, like, you can't feel annoyed, you can't feel it straight when you see your child's face. It's amazing. Throughout the years, obviously, Finnan's been captain, but I've always seen it, and I think we've always seen it as a group. Like, it's not about one person lifting the trophy. It's going to be 25, 30 of us, plenty of hands on it, believe me, that night. Like, so, yeah, looking forward to just sharing the mound with everybody.
Evan Ferguson has emerged as a doubt for Ireland's World Cup qualifiers against Portugal and Hungary next month after he suffered an injury for Roma on Wednesday. The Betis Town man was making his first Serie A start in 5 weeks, but he lasted just 7 minutes of their game at Parma at the Stadio Olimpico. Ferguson, who was yet to score for Roma, was on the wrong end of a strong tackle in the opening minute after he initially attempted to run off the injury. The 21-year-old had to be replaced by on-loan Aston Villa winger Leon Bailey. And on last night's football show, Italian football journalist Daniele Fisichella joined Will O'Callaghan, and he said patience is needed with Ferguson's development.
I guess the comments from Gasperini last week may have worried some Ireland supporters, though, where he talked about, you know, Ferguson not hitting a rhythm, him coming back from injuries. Is there a feeling that his loan spell in the Italian capital could be a short one, or is he going to be afforded opportunities to play into form here?
The rumours have started, but let's see how he does. But of course, being him on loan from Brighton, Roma would be really happy to see how it goes, but they could consider to return him to the Premier League back in January, because the price tag of Evan Ferguson is quite huge, 41 million in total if they then decide to purchase him. And obviously, you know, even the Roma establishment have come out in the open and said we need to look at numbers, not just Ferguson but also Artem Dovbyk, the other centre forwards. They scored one goal in two, and they know that they need patience with him. That's what Gasperini said. But they know that if the opportunity arises in January, they'll have to move quickly, because this is a very open Serie A. Roma can sense they might have really a chance to get into the top four, which they haven't been for the last 8 seasons. But Gasperini, he used the sticks and the carrot. You know, 5 days before, he says, finally, for the first time, Ferguson has trained correctly after almost 2 months. And then he hands him a start against Parma home in a game that Roma must win. And, you know, that's the unpredictability of Gasperini. He's very, very demanding. He wants his players to fully commit to the cause and to be extremely fit, because the way Roma plays demands a lot from the first line of defense. Of course, they need to be patient with him. And I think patience is the key.
If you want to hear that chat in full, or in fact all of our football coverage, you can become a member and subscribe at offtheball.com/join. And Ireland manager Heimir Hallgrímsson will name his squad for Ireland's final 2 World Cup group stage qualifiers next Thursday. The home game is against Portugal, and then they finish away to Hungary. Hallgrímsson already looks set to be short of options in attack, with Sammy Smodic saying that he'd be back in no time. He confirmed on Wednesday that he has undergone surgery on his latest injury that he suffered playing for Ipswich over the weekend.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Liverpool were dumped out of the EFL Cup last night in the last 16. Liverpool lost 3-0 at home to Crystal Palace. It's now 6 defeats in 7 games in all competitions for the Premier League champions, who had Amara Nalo sent off. Boss Arne Slot says he knows it wasn't acceptable.
It's not of Liverpool standards to lose 5 out of 6. It's not of Liverpool standards to lose 6 out of 7. So it might increase a little bit, but not so much, because the pressure was already very high.
Slot changed his team for that match with 10 changes from Saturday's loss away to Brentford. There were 3 teenagers in the starting 11. Gheorghe Mamardashvili, Conor Bradley, Ibrahima Konate, Virgil van Dijk, Mo Salah, Hugo Ekitike, Florian Wirtz, Dominic Soboslai, Cody Gakpo and Curtis Jones were all left out of the matchday squad. The man who won the Premier League title in his first season in charge defended his decision to rest key players with games against Aston Villa, Real Madrid and Manchester City to come before the international break.
So a year ago, we did the same, but maybe the lineup felt differently. I said this also for the television. Now we're only missing four players at the moment. And already we needed to start with four players under the age of 19.
Palace boss Oliver Glasner says his players never underestimated Liverpool, as that would have been disrespectful.
Joe Gomez, I don't know how many games he played for Liverpool, won the Champions League and the league with them. I've seen Mataro Endo, I don't know how many games he has for Japan, but a lot. I've seen McAllister, he won the World Cup. All these players are very good players, otherwise they wouldn't play for FC Liverpool.
Newcastle striker Nick Valdemata impressed once again on a night the holders beat Tottenham 2-0 at St James's Park to advance to the quarterfinals. The German scored his sixth goal of the season. Newcastle boss Eddie Howe says the striker's attitude since his arrival has been top class.
Absorbed all the information we've given him, and he's been very good tactically, I have to say, and that then has enabled us to play in the way that we want to. Then I think once you get that framework, then you can develop his skills, and he's got unique ones. He's got very, very strong game.
Tottenham boss Thomas Frank was critical of referee Chris Kavanagh after the first Newcastle goal. It was scored when Spurs defender Jed Spence was caught out of position because he had to tie his laces. As soon as he was back on his feet, a corner was whipped into the box for Fabian Schär to head home. Frank says a lack of common sense was shown by the ref.
Didn't allow Jed time to come back in, which he clearly should have done. And on top of that, Jed is supposed to mark Schär that scored. So I think that was the first mistake.
A young Arsenal team progressed to the quarterfinals with a 2-0 win at home to Brighton. 15-year-old Max Dowman got his first start, while 17-year-old Andre Harriman Anous made his debut. Ethan Wanneri and Bukayo Saka got the goals for the Gunners, who've won 8 in a row in all competitions. Manager Mikel Arteta says it was a special night.
That feeling of giving the opportunity to somebody and fulfilling a dream is unique. And I'm very happy that things turned out to be very positive and we managed to win the game.
Chelsea are also into the quarterfinals after a chaotic 4-3 win away to Wolves. They were 3-0 up at half-time before Wolves fought back at Molineux, where striker Liam Delap was sent off for the visitors. Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca said he'd no issue with either of his yellow cards.
Completely correct. It's a stupid yellow card that we need to learn and we need to avoid that.
Manchester City had to come from behind to beat Championship side Swansea 3-1. Adam Eda started up front for Alan Sheehan's side, but it was Gonzalo Franco who put the Swans in front. City replied with goals from Jeremy Doku, Omar Marmoush and Ryan Cherki. Boss Pep Guardiola says he was delighted with how his players reacted after going 1-0 down.
Attacking 10 players, so narrow, so deep, and it's not easy, and everyone was in the position, good movements, and everyone was, and at the end we found the goals.
Johnny Kenny scored twice in Martin O'Neill's first game back in charge of Celtic. The champions won 4-0 at home to Falkirk. Benjamin Negran and Sebastian Tinetki added the other goals. Celtic are now 6 points behind leaders Hearts, who were held to a 2-2 draw away to St Mirren. O'Neill, the interim manager, says even though he was a bag of nerves at the start, by the end of the game he said he could enjoy things.
Naturally, I'm delighted to have won the game. I don't think I've been as nervous since I did the 11 plus away by, and that's quite some considerable time.
And with Rangers in the League Cup semi-final this Sunday, O'Neill says it's just taking it one game at a time.
Tonight was the most important thing. And I said to him, we cannot think about anything further ahead than the game right in front of you. And delighted, I think, that they accepted that and put heart and soul into the game. But again, played some lovely stuff and defended pretty well for most of the game.
Rangers won back-to-back games in the league for the first time this season. They won 1-0 away to Hibs. Jamie McGrath missed a late penalty for the home side. Last night in Serie A, Juventus got back to winning ways with a 3-1 win over Udinese. Luciano Spalletti is waiting in the wings to be appointed as their new manager. Como, managed by Cesc Fabregas, moved up to fifth thanks to a 3-1 win at home to Verona. Inter beat Fiorentina 3-0 at the San Siro. Genoa were beaten by Cremonese 2-0, and it was scoreless between Bologna and Torino. And finally in South America, Brazilian giants Flamengo became the first team to book their place in this year's Copa Libertadores final after they beat Argentinian side Racing 1-0 on aggregate. They played the winners of Ecuadorian side LDU de Quito and Brazilian club Palmeiras in the final. Quito are 3-0 up from the first leg before travelling to Sao Paulo tonight. And on the day that would have been Diego Maradona's 65th birthday, We'll play out with some commentary of that famous second goal against England in the 1986 World Cup final, voiced by the great Victor Hugo Morales. Ahí la tiene Maradona, lo marcando, pisa la pelota Maradona, arranca por la derecha el genio del fútbol mundial, y es el tercero a tocar para Borruchaga siempre Maradona, genio, 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 ta, 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 ta.
¿De qué planeta viniste? Para dejar el chavinetante inglés, para que el país se opulle apretado, gritando por Argentina, Argentina 2, Inglaterra 0, Diego, Diego, Diego Armando Maradona, gracias Dios por el fútbol, por Maradona, por esas lágrimas, por este, Argentina 2.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.